MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Warning, listening or viewing The Sully Show in large quantities could result to having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening. Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Sully Show. We're having some tech problems because for some reason we're not live on the audio stream, and we should be, but we're not. And it's hurting me because I don't like when things aren't working. I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut.
Hi, Sully.
Might help if I turned his camera on. Turn the camera on, turn the mic on. We got Adam in the studio.
What's going on?
Crank you up a little bit there. And of course, we got Danielle Newport, Rhode Island. That's right. She's saying hi today from over there. We got her significant other, Greg, who's off camera. Around. And of course, we got my man, Punchy. Punchy's sitting in today. I still don't know what the hell's going on, but come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live for those watching on Ustream. We are trying to get the audio to work on the butt program that we use. We got a very, very busy show today. Very busy show. We got lots to do, lots to talk about. So come on in, have some fun with us. No, I don't want that to play right now.
The Sully Bastard. Effect is in full effect.
Welcome to the Sully Effect.
Welcome to all hell breaking loose on a Sunday when everything was working fine. What's the deal? I go on vacation for a weekend and everything breaks on me.
Go on vacay for like 5 seconds.
5 seconds and it all turns to shit. What the hell?
I don't know.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Pisses me off. The nerve. So I am trying to get the audio stream going. I really don't know what's going on. I don't know why it's not working. No passwords were changed last week, right?
No, there was no password change.
I didn't think so.
But
what in the butt?
Oh,
what?
Hey, it's that's the asshole kid.
That's an exit only.
Oh, wait, too soon? Too soon? No?
Never.
Never too soon. Never too soon. Oh, man. Busy show today, guys. Very busy show today. We've got a guest today. We'll be interviewing David Shelby, country singer and songwriter. I met him a couple of weeks ago. He's a very awesome guy. Very cool. So he'll be joining us in the 1 o'clock hour. So if you know anybody who likes country music, I will be playing one of his songs because I did get permission to do so. I have the text right here to prove it.
Awesome.
Ha. Ha. That's what I do. That's what I do.
Maybe we should get him to write like a theme song for the show.
What?
Maybe we should like another theme song for the show.
Oh, that'd be cool. We can ask him that.
Yeah.
We can ask him that. JT just said he's not going to make the show. Boo.
They changed the schedule. There's a country singer on, and JT's not going to make it.
Mm. Yeah. Boo.
Rednecks.
Boo.
I feel like we had a comic or a wrestler on Brain Stew, and I wasn't there.
Yeah, pretty much. Why isn't this working? Why isn't the audio stream working?
Because it's taking it in the butt, the butt.
Apparently.
So nobody can hear us, what we're doing right now?
They can hear us on Ustream if they're tuned into Ustream, but for some reason...
Not more like radio?
No.
So I could just say a bunch of four-letter words and no one's going to give it...
You could have said four-letter words on More Like Radio.
Yeah, yes, you can.
I mean, I can, but I get the evil eye.
I frown upon it.
He gives me the people's eyebrow.
I frown upon it. She was 18? Who's that?
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah,
Why are you green?
I don't know.
Oh, that's set up to my account.
Yeah.
That was weird. Log out and change your name, damn it.
Huh?
Change the name.
Well, you got to log out.
You got to log out. Log out of the chat room.
Well, yeah, go up above on the thing, which is like log in, log out.
It says log out.
Hey, notice my name is now green, so I am a mod.
Yay, Punchy's a mod. About time.
Well, I've always been a mod. I just didn't realize that my name was logged out.
We got to make Danielle a mod.
Yeah, D.
We got to make Danielle a moderator. That way, Danielle can be like, don't mess with my peeps. Mm-hmm.
Boop.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I love to do now, but got my mod powers, JJ likes to just jokingly ban Little Matt. For whatever reason,
everybody likes to jokingly ban Little Matt.
Even if it's not for a legit reason, he just likes to do it. If he says something that JJ doesn't agree with, it's a bit. But my bit is now to unban him immediately after, because JJ says when he's banning Little Matt.
Oh, of course.
So I'm like, all right, and so JJ unbanned.
What? Why isn't this connecting?
And the hilarious part is, if you look at the banned users on the chat, they're all either Matt or Lyle.
Yeah, that's a lot of users for them. Not going to lie. But see, I don't know Lyle, do I? I don't think I've ever met Lyle.
Or
conversed with Lyle.
You've probably seen him in chat as Sea Pickle, or heard him call into shows talking about being erect and fingering his butthole.
Oh, yes. Yes. You're correct. Now I remember.
He calls into the red a lot when they pick up.
Gotcha. What is going on here?
Still not working?
No.
Butt is taking a D and the B.
We should go to a resident butt expert. Hey, Greg, what's up? What's going on with this thing?
You can be more clever than that.
Yeah, that was a little.
That's all I had. Yeah, didn't leave me a wide open.
Car crash right there, my friend. Car crash.
Butt needs to spread its cheeks and let the stream come out.
You know, every time I hear, you ever see the Family Guy episode where Peter gets a cold and he has a deep voice and like Lois is turned on? So
yeah.
Every time he has the deep voice contest with Joe from next door. Every time Greg talks and he doesn't like, we don't hear anything at all for a while, he talks in that deep voice. I always think of like Peter Griffin when he gets that deep voice and he's like, "Oh God, Peter." And she's all turned on. I'm like, yeah, you were definitely like Joe Swanson.
The worst part of it was when I used to work at Home Depot and like the big fat old black women would come in. They'd ask me a question and I'd tell them what aisle something is. Like, you got one of them deep voices, huh?
You got like, you got them James Earl Jones voice, baby.
St. Luke, I am your father.
No.
He doesn't have the black deep voice, like heavy deep black man's voice, but he's got that deep like that deep raspy voice where I kick your ass, son. I lay it down.
I grew up in a tough neighborhood. Down.
What's now, boy?
I give him grew up in Beverly Hills, boy.
Lay
tough
the
neighborhood.
Smack it down.
So Greg, I hear you got an updated phone. I mean, that's cause for a pause.
Cause for pause, yeah. Is that what you said?
For pause.
I can't even believe you turned in your outdated hieroglyphic phone and got a actual smartphone with a touchscreen.
I didn't turn it in. I saved it as backup.
He has it still.
What, you have like a museum dedicated in your house to all of Greg's old phones? His Miami Vice phone, his Zach Morris phone from Saved by the Bell that he just got like 2 years ago?
One of them. You're right. It's a one-piece museum. Kind of like your penis.
Wow. Starting already. I love it.
I'm going to go make some popcorn in a minute.
Chomp, chomp, nom, nom.
So what's the over-under on the Giants and the Broncos game?
You know, I don't even want to look at it. I'm just so upset with them.
Take the over.
Over.
I bet you Peyton Manning throws more touchdowns than Eli throws interceptions. Just put.
What?
Well,
that's because Peyton's going to throw like 18 touchdowns by the end of week two.
It's going to be ridiculous. They're
all going to be Udo Welker.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, Brady's so pissed off. He's like, mother of God. He's like, I got this team and he gets Welker. I'm done.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm done. Fuck you, Belichick. I'm out. I want my money. I want my money back.
Else. They're fine with Welker, but. Brady's just pissed because he lost everybody.
Yeah.
He lost his entire team.
Did you hear that Tim Tebow got offered, I think it was $1 million to play in 2 games in Russia?
To do what? Like, what is this, Rocky IV? What, is he going to be fighting some Russian fucking football team? where he's gonna be all like praise Jesus and wearing like
too.
Yeah.
And then they do the pregame handshake and the Russian defensive ends like I will break you.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know there's football in Russia, first of all.
I didn't either.
Like, of course.
Apparently
it's got to be always a winter game. It's like...
Well, football in Russia is you stand there and someone kicks you in the balls. So basically, they want to kick them in the balls twice and then send it back.
They actually have mules for kickers.
It's for Americans to do it to you, so we'll take that hit.
In Russia, they actually call it beet skin.
Beet skin?
Whoa.
That sounds like something way different. That sounds like a site you subscribe to.
Well, that explains the $1 million.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pay-per-view.
Russian.
Keep holding a football dry.
Well, it'll have one of those mutant fields like in the CFL where it's like really 150 yards, but it's also like really thin so two people can fit each side by side and that's it.
That'd be weird.
He got an offer to play arena football too from Gene Simmons.
Yeah, as a backup still, I think.
Yeah.
Even in arena football, you're a backup.
The story. I was just surprised that Gene Simmons owns an arena football team. One, well, two, that it's actually called the LA Kiss, and three, that they try to get Tebow.
Well, one, Gene Simmons always puts money out to try to make more money. Two, of course he's going to brand everything with Kiss on it. That's how he makes more money. And, yeah, you know what it is? It was more of a publicity stunt because Tim Tebow is so stubborn he thinks he can still be an NFL quarterback when, let's face it, he kind of sucks.
Kind of?
He was borderline that one year in Denver when he had a good year, when he led them to the playoffs. He's gotten worse.
Yeah, like I agree.
Everything he did to improve his mechanics before the 2010 draft just went away. Like, he just stopped doing it. So, and now he's insisting he can still play quarterback, but
maybe he finally got laid.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Ball, like, let's put it this way, Tim Tebow. You were considered worse than Mark Sanchez.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Too soon?
The Jets
never
played,
too
dude,
soon.
What is up with Sanchez and that beret he wears in his hair? It looks like a chick.
Yeah,
I
know.
I don't know.
And then he's got that weird, like, villain stash going on of like that mustache Fu Manchu. I don't know what the hell he keeps, like, he grows it in this weird like 1970s
ever since
villain.
Eva Longoria broke it off with him, he has not been playing football.
She's broken
very
off with
well.
A lot of people. You don't see Tony Parker crying like a little bitch.
I know.
You see him going to championship games and shit and fucking laying it down.
Mark Sanchez has the same hair that an overweight Puerto Rican girl has. That's his hair.
Well,
no,
we could say he looks like a mop.
I mean, no, that's not even like a racial joke. That's legit. With the headband that he wears on the sidelines, that's what it looks like.
Wait, he's Puerto Rican? I thought he was Mexican.
I'm saying the kind of hair he wears. It's like the black hair equivalent of the big bitch in Operation Repo.
Oh yeah. Well, he has set the Spanish quarterback 10 years at least.
Oh yeah, they're no one's going to pick a Spanish quarterback for years now because of Mark
Sanchez. Forever.
Ever.
And like half black, half white quarterbacks were in trouble with Josh Freeman until Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson had their years.
Are they both half white too?
Yeah.
Oh, that explains why they can throw the ball really well.
Kaepernick's mom is her name's like Heidi Russo.
Oh, that's really white name.
And if you see, like, the video art, an old picture of her, same exact face as Kaepernick.
Ooh.
Is she fat?
She looks like Toucan Sam, too?
I gotta look this up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if he's halfway and the mom's the white one, I just assume that she's fat.
All right.
They do like the big girls. They do like the big white women.
Son of a bitch. Hey, we're on the audio stream
now. Oh, hey.
Yay. It only took us 17 minutes. WTF.
Podcast.
His dad looks really white, too.
Thanks, Dennis.
I think he's I thought he was adopted, though.
Yeah, he was adopted. His birth mother been interviewed, and that's why I have pictures of her. The Kaepernick family are the ones who adopted him.
Right. He's adopted by a white family. Because I remember they had an interview when he first started playing games. He was like, they were talking about, and he was like adopted, and he wanted to break out the whole stereotype of, you know, a lot of different things. But I mean, I like him, but sometimes I get moments where I'm like, you're getting a little too cocky too soon, buddy, so chill out. You know, with the whole Kaepernicking. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for a lineman to just destroy him and him to, like, not do that ever again.
The Kaepernicking thing is actually a tribute to a brother of his, like one of his adopted family's brothers, because there's a tattoo on the arm with the name of one of the – oh, I guess they adopted Colin because they had two kids, like infants who died of heart disease.
Sorry.
That's not funny. Heart
disease
is not funny, Matt.
No, Mitch just made me laugh. I told them I couldn't connect to the audio stream. They forgot to reschedule the show because we were best of last week.
Oh, my God.
So
Mitch put, sorry about that. I was pooping. I forgot to re-enable your stream.
Oh, the poop stream.
That's a 17-minute.
That's a long poop.
Don't worry, guys. You'll be back. You'll get the rest of this on download. But, yeah, so when he's kissing
pretty much.
The bicep. When Kaepernick's kissing the bicep, he's kissing the tattoo.
Well, I mean, that's good. It just still looks douchey from, if you don't know that perspective, you just see this guy up kissing it. He looks like Big Papa Pump, always trying to kiss his bicep and everything. I'm like, okay, I mean, let's not act like you're a wide receiver when you're a quarterback. Let's not do that.
It's funny, though, when after the Super Bowl, you know, he had a good Super Bowl. The future's decent. I got to see, though, what really made me realize that he's going to be legit for years to come. He did one thing after the Super Bowl for that week or two before it was time to start training, and that was going to like a video game award show. That was he didn't go to talk shows, he didn't go to parties or anything. He did that, and then he flew to Atlanta to work out for the off season that didn't involve team activity.
Yay!
So like he actually started working hard to get better.
Well. But you know what? You need to do that.
What?
You need to work your ass off in order to get better.
It's like the quarterback equivalent of what Frank Gore would do every year.
Yeah.
Every year he would work on something that was perceived a weak part of his game. So, like, after his big year, they were like, all right, well, he's not as good of a pass blocker, and now he's a fantastic pass blocker.
Sorry, Mitch is still making me laugh.
I'm over here like watching you like stroke out. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, I posted it in our staff page that I couldn't connect to the stream. So he said he had to poop. Yeah, he was taking his normal morning poop. So I said, I hope it didn't hurt too much. He goes, nah, it's one of my normal squishy ones, and it smelled bad.
Oh, thanks for that info. I'm glad I got the intel on your poop.
Hey.
That's hilarious when you picture Mitch's voice saying it.
Yeah, yeah. Because I can see him saying it very calmly. Very calm and smoothly. Work out very well.
Yes.
So for those just joining us on the audio stream, sorry. Management screwed. Well, not really management. Producer screwed up. There you go.
Yeah, producers.
Producers. What's wrong with you?
I can produce something for you right here.
WTF.
In return now, why don't you just produce Sully a latte?
I've got an iced tea, thank you very much.
Or another iced tea.
And Dunkin' Donuts does not support the show or station.
Well, yeah, they should.
They should! We all drink it. We all eat it. America runs on Dunkin'.
I run on egg whites, turkey bacon, and...
Oh, that's right. Greg can't have a lot of that stuff anymore.
Nope.
Good for you. Stuff will kill you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I did it. Good for you.
I lay it down. Just
look, I'm like Hammy. Good for you.
No, it's good to be like Hammy in that respect and not smearing cat shit on your face.
Oh, dude, I watched that video last night from Brain Stew. Oh, my God. I was dying.
Hammy eventually went outside to throw everything out. Like, I think he even threw the plate out that he put it on because he tried to microwave it to get it soft.
Did he really?
And he kept it in the plastic bag. And then he took it out and it smelled horrible.
Ugh.
It was so bad. So.
Well, it's cat shit. Of course.
But the cat shit wasn't so liquid, it was still solid.
What?
Yeah. So, like, the smell was still on the toothbrush as he, because the bet was it was for the Niners-Packers game because he's a Packers fan. I'm a 49ers fan.
Right.
And the loser had to do eye black with, I would have had to put a streak in my beard.
Ew.
Wait, and what did he have to do?
Take cat poop.
And do what with it?
And smear it on them.
Oh. Like, oh.
Remind me never to make bets with you guys.
Oh, my. You guys are disgusting.
And if Hammy had lost, which he did, he had to do the eye black and then put it under, like, on his upper lip, like a mustache.
Oh.
Like a dirty Santa's?
That's,
So.
I should show it. I should show this video.
If anyone can post the pictures that were taken of that night, just so everyone, the people in chat can see what Hammy was looking like as he was doing this, it was great. So,
I really need to show this video now.
He obsessively washes his face and then throws the shit out. He comes back in, but as he's coming back in, I'm like, hey, guys, you know, it'd be funny if we let him think that we put cat shit all over his stuff. Trust me, it'll be hilarious. So,
oh, yeah.
Kornak texts.
First of all, before you get into it, you guys got to understand something. For those who have been with MLR for a really long time, Hammy has this, I can't really say that it's a problem because a lot of people do this. Everything needs to be like sanitized and clean with Hammy. Everything. Okay. He's a neat freak. He's worse than Danny Tanner from Full House.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So you need to understand that this is where we're coming from. All right. So with cat poop now, you got a little bit of a problem.
Hashtag cat scat fever.
Cat scat fever. Oh.
So I'm
bringing the video up.
This
so
show has gone to a new low.
But Punchy, keep telling everybody what happened.
So Kornax and Marianne put stuff in the chat, like Kornax, you know, like, oh, stay away from this. And I was like, what did you do? Where is it? Like, he's flipping out, and then he's having like a panic attack almost. And he even adjusts the camera so people could see him kind of rocking back and forth a bit like Mankind, because he was just that not in a safe place. Then he comes back, goes, seriously, where is it? Where is it? He's like sniffing. He's sniffing his seat. He's sniffing different stuff. Marianne insinuates that it might have went on to his mouse. So he takes his mouse and starts aggressively wiping it with a wet towel, wet paper towel, to get it clean. He's like, I can't use it anymore. Who wants an Apple mouse? I can't.
It was awesome.
And then Kornax is like, oh, yeah, get away from the mic. He's like, oh, what the? No, the show is not going on right now. I got it. And then he takes the microphone off and starts cleaning the microphone. And it looks like he's doing a jerking off motion.
Yeah, and there is a animated GIF about that too.
Wow.
So then they're like, "Oh, Hammy, oh man, there's like shit on your ears now." So he makes him think it's headphones. So he takes the headphones off. No, and then backs away. Like, he really flipped out. Like, every nervous tick of him was going on at this point.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the video now so I can show everybody.
Just how amazing it was.
Oh, I'm telling you, I was laughing my head off so bad.
Meanwhile, me, Dennis, and Kevin from Alcohol by Volume are just laughing in hysterics.
All right, let's see.
And instigating, actually.
All right, let me pause that first because I want to make sure that this is actually working the right way here. Bring up my presenter and bring up my YouTube. There we go. For some reason, that's not working the right way. But this is, let me tell you, this is awesome. It's awesome. Nope, that's Skype. I don't want Skype. Close that. Technical difficulties all around. Love it. All right, show and make this bigger like so and move it over like so. Yes, this is how I do things, people.
Right. It's a play-by-play with everything that you do.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like I should be John Madden, like, circling your things you're doing here. And he's going to move in this way.
And with Brett Favre.
Brett Favre's going to throw the ball. And, turn around, interception, but still, it's Brett Favre.
Turkey neck.
I am trying to get Frank Caliendo on the show, by the way.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think big, man. I think big.
I'm also trying to get some guests for the show. Hmm? They're actually film stars.
Oh yeah, who?
Yeah. Well, there's one called Amia Miley. And there's a few other stars. They've done some short films, mostly between 10 and 15 minutes. Different.
Ooh, shit, there's the GIF.
It's in the chat already?
Wow.
So what is he doing at this point?
Does he look like Jonah Hill, or is it just me?
Does he look like Jonah Hill?
Yeah. He looks like Jonah Hill's brother if you like.
Yeah, that's when he's cleaning the microphone off.
Oh my god. That's...
ah.
All right.
That's just terrible.
All right. For
it's jiggling all over too, which makes it funnier.
For you guys, I posted the link to the Hangouts in the chat room so you guys can just click on it and join it. Trust me, everybody who's watching on Ustream, you're going to see it very shortly. Just make sure when you join it, mute your mic. You might not have a problem because I think you're already muted, so you're good.
Just trying to do my show, guys.
Just trying to do your show? Just trying to do your show?
Really, I'm just trying to do it.
Okay. Just because this is happening. Adam, on the window there,
yes.
Just make sure the mic and the camera is turned off up at the top of there.
Yeah, because I see you, Adam.
Yes. So for those watching on Ustream, I'm gonna split this up here, and we're gonna show. Why is my phone going off?
Because Sully's here to show the world.
I am here to show the world. Yes, that's I've got Christy shopping for my cousin.
That gift is so amazing.
My cousin turned 11 on September 11th, so happy birthday to Bryce.
Nice.
But here's the video we're talking about here.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yay!
It's our duty to entertain you.
Shameless plug. Duty. Shameless plug.
Oh God.
Yes.
So here you go.
I'm just kidding. Talk like this. I don't give a shit. Hand me on the other hand.
You don't have to keep it long enough to pose for pictures. You realize that.
Oh, it's still hard.
It's not. Isolate that.
So what, Punchy, was he opening a bag? Like, what was going on here?
All right. I want to point out my voice sounded weird because I had my nose clenched like this because the smell was so bad.
And he did have his nose. He just had his nose pinched right now because everybody can only see the split screen. Actually, I don't know. Can I add that? Nope. Can't add that. All right. So
the turds were cat turds were in a plastic bag.
Oh god.
And they were microwave safe, though, which is why Hammy put them in the microwave.
Wait a minute. Microwave safe, you guys put it in the microwave.
Yep.
Oh, God. Can you
put it in the microwave?
Let's go.
Oh, seriously, it's not liquefied. It's hard.
That's what she said.
It's happy to see you.
So there you go. He can't even stand the smell right there.
Oh, this is awesome.
Okay. he's really, he's ready to throw up, which is great. And obviously, Punchy is doing Vince McMahon.
Puke.
He's gonna puke.
You're fired.
I think I do it a few more times. I felt like the Kevin and Dennis might not have gotten the joke.
Let's go on. So here you. And Skype just crashed on the other computer. Unbelievable. Awesome. Unbelievable.
Well, it is Skype, so not that unbelievable.
Honestly, I've never really had a problem with Skype until it updated. And this one on the computer, it automatically updated. So it's driving me even more nuts because I didn't tell it to update. It just did it.
It was like, I'm going to update whether you like it or not, Sully. How about them apples?
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much what happened. All right, let's go on while I try to get Danielle back here.
All right.
Because she can see everything on the YouTube. So.
I know you're all enjoying this, but I put it in the microwave for 2 minutes, and it's still rock hard, dude.
That's gonna be hard to put on your face.
Now obviously, with this whole bet, it was if one or the other lost, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
So had the 49ers lost, I would have been the one doing this.
Now.
Oh, man.
I need to ask this question, because obviously you guys just put it in the bag and put it in the microwave. Why didn't you think to add water to it?
You got to ask Cammy that one.
Good point.
Common sense. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. just putting it out there.
It's not liquefying anywhere.
So let that be a lesson to you people, to liquefy cat shit. Longer than 2 minutes.
Brew some tea and mix it.
Who said brew some tea and mix it?
Dennis.
That was
that was Western Echo. Yeah.
Nice. Very.
He's
nice.
Actually. It's weird. He's actually talking more when he guests on the show. I'm not used to it.
Really?
Yeah. He first time he was on, he didn't say one word, and he was saying shit in chat, which was making Dutch flip out.
Why?
Because he's right there. He's got a mic, and he's not saying it.
All right. I can see that. I can see that.
So anyway.
Let's go on.
Oh, get creative.
Yeah, get creative.
Okay, I got little fragments on the toothbrush.
All right, here we go.
It's not much, but.
All right. So you can see he just put it on his face. And he's. I love how you guys are taking pictures of this.
Oh my god, that's so gross.
Oh.
Oh, it smells. It smells so bad.
No shit. Oh. It's cat shit.
It's cat shit that was put in the microwave for 2 minutes.
Whose cat was this?
Yeah, whose cat was it?
Hammy's.
It was Hammy's cat? Oh god.
I wonder if Hammy
gave never
going like,
to look that cat in the eye
pork
ever again.
And beans the night before.
I need to ask this. How old was the cat poop?
Like that day.
Fresh.
Fresh. Very fresh.
Straight out the deli.
Let's go.
It smells like defeat, right, Hammy?
Smells like victory.
You know, oh, there's a smushy piece right there.
No, it doesn't.
A smushy piece.
Love the smell of cat shit.
For those that are just listening on the live stream, okay, you've got Hammy with his shirt up above his nose the entire time.
Until it's time to put the cat shit onto his face.
Let's go on.
Morning.
That smells
bad. He's getting more on there for the Hitler stash.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you can see he's going through the bag. God, he's God. Trying to get, like, that right piece. I get. He's now. Does anybody have a still capture of him showing that on his webcam?
I know all the still captures were from the point of view of Western Echo and Kevin, because Hammy's computer crashed right after the show.
Oh.
So that's just insult to injury.
So the video didn't record online?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
That is some shit.
Because that the shot that I have right now, that it's just there. You can see him holding the toothbrush right up to his webcam. That would have been a great profile picture for him.
Right. Forever.
For more than ever. People would be
posting.
Should
have more radio t-shirts made with that on it.
Oh, there you go.
Hemi's smile in that gif is so creepy.
It is really creepy. I'm not going to lie.
We get the cat 5K started.
That'd be our more like radio t-shirt.
Yeah. That's the grin you see on a hillbilly in a horror movie. Right before you got to lop the whore in the movie's tits off.
Oh, man. All right. Let's go forward a little bit, because I want to get him putting it on his lip.
Shit Hitler stash coming up.
Say, here you go.
It's called the Shitler. It's called the Shitler.
He puts it right on his upper lip.
No.
The worst part is it's not there, so he doesn't get credit for it. Like, you don't see it.
Now, mind you, I've got D on the video right here. You can see she's holding her mouth. She's like, oh, my God, no, I can't believe he did that.
And then... At one point, he actually takes his hand and holds the cat turd and tries to, like, lipstick it on him.
Would you fuck me? I fuck me.
All right, just watch it. Here's the best. This is Hammy's best reaction yet before the whole cleaning stage, okay?
No, I don't see any on there.
So he does it again.
No, nothing. No, doesn't leave any trace. Oh, my God.
Dry heaves, never puked. Poor Hammy.
Dude, all these pictures. It's
Susan Dean, changing your tampon. Oh.
Holy shit, that was great. Wow. This is the type of things that these people do to our to ourselves.
We haven't done any of this on our show.
Well, think about it. We're the cleanest show.
We're not doing this.
We really haven't had any type of contests or bets to do stuff like that. And will we? No, not really, because let's face it, Hammy's studio is a lot bigger than this room. He's got how many people in that studio? Three?
Four, like him and then three others.
So four people total. And
we've had five.
My desk takes up most of the room. I, if I didn't have any of the crap that's behind my computer and everything, I could probably fit another person in here very comfortably. Very comfortably. Right. They'd be trapped the whole show, but right. I could fit somebody else in the room to have at least three people in here. But anything more than three, forget it. We'd be dying. Dying. But let's go on. I like he's. Yeah, I gotta get more on. I'm gonna subject myself to this.
I gotta get more on.
This is how much he's committing to the bit. He's gotta get more on there.
Poor Hammy.
Use your fingers to submit.
No! Monkey says it's all getting stuck
on
bristles.
Do it!
You just gotta use your finger.
I just lost Danielle again.
This Wait, time I think she actually...
She's back.
Yeah,
this
but
she actually just said "fuck this." I can't.
What the hell? D, are you still there?
I think I'm here.
Whoa, Echo! Whoa. Turn off the microphone on your Google Hangouts. There, you're here, but my Skype crashed. So you know what? Unmute your Google Hangouts.
Okay.
Because I'm going to hang up on Skype.
Okay.
And hopefully... Hello? You're still here.
Hello?
You're still
Hello.
Here. You're
oh,
still
now
here.
I can hear you.
But I got to get the Skype up and running again because I got to get you back on. I honestly, ever since Skype updated, it's been the shit. It sucked.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. Okay, I got it started up, but it's showing nobody's online. What the freaking hell? Let's go on.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, no!
Yeah!
He's got it in his hand, and he just smashes it right on his face.
Nothing's on your face. It doesn't stick.
It's too hard. It fucking smells, though!
Oh, my God.
I would have given him a reprieve. I would have been like, screw it.
All right, D, I'm going to try and get you back on Skype here, okay?
All right.
So let's mute that.
Okay.
Yay.
I can't do this. I'm done. I can't do it.
And there he goes. Out the door. Out the door.
That's when he goes to clean his face.
So he's going to clean his face. And this is when you guys decided that we're going to mess with them.
Yeah, this is when we decided we are going to be dicks.
And you never actually put any of the cat poop on any of his stuff, right?
No, we never did.
Okay.
It's
by the way back.
And now we're going to smear cat shit all over Hammy's equipment.
Oh God. Could you imagine the faces he
and
makes?
Not... Or in his microphone at least.
So there's Dennis, all right.
Wow.
He comes back in.
Now, let me point something out.
Yep, go ahead.
This happened before when Joe, who used to be the third mic of Brain Stew,
right,
he whipped his balls out on Ustream once. And why, when he after Joe left, I made Hammy think that Joe put his balls on equipment in the studio.
And people have that picture too.
Yep, there's that picture of him, like Hammy's facial reaction. With my reaction to him, he's reacting to it.
I'm trying to find him with the mouse. Do you know where that was? Okay, right now he's checking his entire studio. And if you listen, you can hear Tiny Tim singing in the background.
I love how he checks the...
He's checking everything!
I can explain while we're playing Tiny Tim, too.
Is he looking for the bag of cat poop?
I don't like this.
He thinks there's a piece of cat poop still in the room.
There's no shit, more shit in the room.
And he's freaking out. Now, he hasn't even cleaned his mouse, has he?
Yeah. I think I may have seen
something. Yeah, yet. So he's checking his headphones, right? Like, you can see the look on his face. He's like, I'm going to kill all of you.
He's sitting in a chair. Okay, moving on to the show.
Moving on.
So Dennis is at him. He's going to start sniffing the chair.
So you guys just said we're just going to go with this and freaking destroy him.
The best part is, like, Hammy, like, no, seriously, there's nothing. And then Hammy will go to touch something, and Dennis will pretend to start holding back laughter.
That's awesome. The key is to selling it with those little things.
Yeah. Like, and that led to, what the fuck? What? And then he starts cleaning something.
Let's go on.
Oh, yes, it is.
So he's... Now, explain Tiny Tim.
All right, on the Nerd Hour, we decided to watch Insidious.
Okay.
And comment on it if you're watching. And one of the scenes in Insidious involved that song, and it was a creepy scene, like a ghost kid dancing to this song.
Oh, jeez. I gotta watch this now.
So like,
it's on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Insidious?
So we're like, it's an awesome song to use. So we were like messing around with it, and that's what the Nerd Hour ended with, that song.
Now, what we're seeing right now is Hammy is cleaning the mouse. First he's using his shirt. you can see him, and he's like spraying it again.
Is that Febreze?
It is Febreze.
He's cleaning.
I understand it. It just doesn't clean things. It just makes it smells good.
Listen, just listen to him, though.
I love how he's smelling it like a primal, like, caveman.
Oh, this smells good.
Febreze. Smell like linen, clean.
Where's the monolith when we need it?
Not cat poop.
When he sniffs stuff like that, he's like the South Park boys when the one girl grows boobs.
Oh, jeez. All right, let's go on.
I'm not touching it anymore. You don't have to. Anyone want an apple mouse? I'm not touching it.
And as he picks it up for the third time,
he's really flipping out. He is.
Let me tell you what I like him monitor.
Oh no. Like, just when he was starting to maybe get over the mouse. Just tell you I like your monitor.
Or your chair.
And at this point, at one point, Cornax goes, oh, you didn't get my text. Stay away from Mike.
Look what he's doing. He's checking behind the computer now. He's sniffing the speakers.
I don't smell anything. I'll take that microphone off their hand if you end up you wash it.
So now you got people in the chat room messing with him. Watch what he does with this microphone. He's staring at it. Out the room. Gone. What do you think he's going to come back with? What do you think he's going to come back with?
Probably a bottle of bleach.
I'm going to, like, he's going to come up like a Ghostbusters, where he's going to come back with, like, a pack full of cleaning supplies. And just be like, screw it.
Here he comes. Watch. Dennis and Punchy are dying. Here he comes. Paper towels. And 409.
Beeline fecal fever.
My microphone is good.
Look at it. He took his entire microphone apart. He's cleaning it now. Dude, this is what I was laughing so hard last night. I was trying not to wake Christy up.
And he's gonna polish it too, like he's scrubbing something else.
Look.
Yeah, he's cleaning his microphone. He's making sure that it's clean.
That's what she said.
Sorry.
Yep. Make sure you get the shaft.
This is going to look like a very creepy motion, but...
And here you go. Here's where the gift comes in.
There will not be any Photoshops of that. Ever.
Oh, yeah.
And there she goes.
Oh, that's so funny. If you just pause it and his eyes are, like, bugging out of his head, and he's like, oh.
Let's see if I can get a good shot of that.
It's in the chat room.
I know.
But just the still version. Right there.
There you go. Still version.
We're getting t-shirts made of that. Screw it.
Oh, we need to make that happen. That's for sure.
I got to tell you, Melissa, we got to make a t-shirt of you cleaning the microphone.
I'm going to jump ahead here because... Now, okay, now he's sniffing the microphone. Connects everything back together like nothing happened. Going, wow, all right, everything's clean now. Everything's clean.
They banned almost everybody from the... No. How's the mixer?
So now...
No, not the mixer, because that...
Now,
no.
Guys, everybody listening, you have to realize something. This is not fake.
It's not at all.
Hammy really does this.
Like, he was interrogating us after the show.
Did he have, like, a big white light and everything?
What did you do with this?
No, seriously, guys. Did you really put it, like, really, did you really put something on something? Like, no.
Oh, we're starting to lose him now. We're starting to lose Punchy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. You reminded me. Good job. Good job, yo. Good job. All right. Let me see. This is almost over. So.
We know better than do it to the mixer.
He's going to clean the mixer and everything.
We did. Okay.
There you go. He's wiping the mixer down. I really do feel bad for him. When he gets... I want to show him rocking back and forth. Is that almost toward the end of the video?
What did you say?
Earlier.
It was earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, did I miss it?
I don't think the Etiquette's got that much of it, but I think Hammy at one point moved to the middle, and then he started filming it.
Ugh. If I can find it, I'll find it. But we do have to actually get ready for break, because we do have David Shelby... Interview, 1:00.
Awesome.
So we gotta crank it up and get rocking and rolling on this. He'll be joining us. You'll hear some of his music. I got a song queued up, ready to go for that. Let's see. So I didn't put in any of my commercials. I started to, but yeah. For some reason, I'm really slow today. Gotta love it
today.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm slow all the time, I guess. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know anymore. I really don't know. I'm sorry. So anyway, you're listening to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We'll be right back. David Shelby will be joining us shortly, so come on into the chat room. If you got any questions for him, by all means, pop it in the chat room and I'll ask him. It'll be that simple, that good. We'll be right back.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's The Sully Show. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did somebody bet me how many washcloths I could fit in my butt, or did I do this just for fun?
I'm sorry, ham radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Don't ruin my vitamins chance of being successful on radio, you idiot!
We're tired of you infecting people with your smut. This is an epidemic, and it must be contained.
I will not have it happening in my own house.
Fuck you and everyone else. People freaking love us. We're gonna be huge.
This is ham radio, because once you go ham, fuck everything else.
This is Ham Radio. Be part of the problem, not part of the solution. Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here on
bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio. Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
No.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? Not as painful as that!
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
CZW!
fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hi, I'm Kitty from Lust and Love, where we like to talk about everyday topics.
Everyone was getting shit-faced and they were stroking my dickhead. My fucking vagina is swollen, okay?
I think my favorite place is the anus. Of course I'd pop that pussy.
She said she had her ass cheeks spread out. And she was, you know, putting the wax on it. And as soon as she went to go pull the wax off, she went...
Listen to us live Mondays from 10 to midnight on morelikeradio.com. Punto com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
Well, you're about to get a Skype call. Right?
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air, and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it 3 more times.
Bounce, down, down, down. Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Wow, down, bow, down. Wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on More Like
Masters of None, a comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Now live on morelikeradio.com, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, what's up? It's Mike.
And Jay.
And Art.
And we are the newest podcast on the More Like Radio Network, Masters of None. Check us out. And I guess we have to tell you a little bit about what the show's about, right?
We're on Sunday nights from 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can check out all our old episodes on iTunes. And what we do is we pick a topic every week, and we kind of debate stuff and pop culture, and we have some special celebrity guests as well. well that aren't usually books. Telemart.
Yeah, we got Christopher Lloyd on the show. We had Chris Hardwick, Doug Stanhope, Bobcat Goldthwait. Check out massersofnone.com to see all of our cool guests we interviewed.
And follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well at Masters of None.
We are the podcast that doesn't suck.
Except for art.
Except for Mike.
Except for art.
Dicks.
For more, check out Masters of None on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook, and also at mastersofnone.com.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you gotta do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Everything froze up.
Ah, you kidding?
And I'm watching, they also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's.
Like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two. And the guy was like, he basically was like, you need to be quiet. And then asked her for her ID. And her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about? Oh, the Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the... the Flight 800 of the Adobe players.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Join Marianne and Kitty on Daytime Divas, where Marianne's milkshake brings all the creepers to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. Daytime Divas, Thursdays at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Show here on More Like Radio. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. You know you want to. Yeah. You know you want to. That's right. Big show today. We're doing great. Punchy will be back in a little bit. I'm Sully, as always. We got to make a phone call.
Yay, our first phone call.
Yeah, we got to make a phone call. We got to give him a call right now.
Yay.
You know why? Because I can. See, you get to hear us calling and ringing because I can't turn it off for some reason. I've tried.
Okay, it's soothing.
I've tried. It's just one of those things.
Hello.
Hey, David Shelby, it's Matt. How's it going?
What's going on?
You're on live on the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great. Doing what I do best, which is driving lately.
Which is true. I mean, you've done what? Last time we actually spoke, it was over 2,800 miles in how many days?
2,500 miles in 4 days.
20 in 12 days.
Wow.
I didn't even do that on my car going to and from school every day. for 2 years.
I don't even want to do something that feels good for that long again.
So where are you now?
We are actually in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Michigan?
Yep, nice. Driving from Chicago.
Chicago, the sausage king right there. Yeah. If you get that reference, you're good to go.
I know it's not the same as Long Island.
Hey, no. You got to – no. Okay.
Are we comparing sausage right now on the show?
No, we're actually
Long Island.
Actually, we, 2 weeks ago we actually met. He came down to the ranch on a Wednesday night, and it was awesome. We had such a great time just shooting the shit and getting to know each other. It was awesome. Okay, he went from what was it? Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, back up north, and then all the way back around to New York.
Wow.
Yep, that was it.
He was still kicking, and it was great. It was great. It was such a great time. He was telling me all about all this new music that he's got out because he's got a brand new album out, which is phenomenal. I have it. I played Kick a Little Dirt Around just before we gave you a call.
Excellent.
And the people at the ranch love it. They love it. They're asking for it daily.
Wow, that's great to hear, man, and it really is. That's kind of the payoff of being, original artist is when you get people that really connect to a song and they like it. That makes the 2,500 miles worth it.
Now, how did you come up with this song? Because this is your first single release, right?
Yes, it is. Actually, the song was originally brought to me by my writing partner, FJ Turner, and. So he brought the idea to me. He had a demo, and we worked on it. And, the end result was just kind of a really kicking song, man. That, you know, there's not a lot of dance songs that get released anymore.
That is true.
So we wanted to kind of bring that back and to kind of fit our mold of what we were trying to do as far as, you know, the rock edge with the Nashville polish. And so I was very pleased that was the single that the label wanted to release. So it was a blast, man. It was a blast in the studio, and it's more fun to get updates from people like yourself of, all the fans and the dancers that love it.
And when you came up, like, actually got the song and everything, you also had a video done for it as well. You had two different videos. One was just the performance. And the other was you had a whole big story to it?
Yeah, we actually, our keyboard player, his brother is a unit director for Sony Pictures out in L.A. And so we kind of pitched it to him to see if they wanted to get involved, and of course they did. And they actually produced a movie up in Detroit where we're all originally from called Oz.
Hmm.
Leading Role Munchkins was actually in my video. If you check it out, you can go to the website, and there's links there, and there's a YouTube page. But so they did this whole little story minuet of the story of Big J coming into a party, and, she was supposed to be my ex-girlfriend or something. I don't know. But it was a lot of fun.
So your ex-girlfriend in this video is a munchkin.
Yep. About a 4-foot-tall... black little girl with a big attitude. I'll say that.
Is that your fetish, or you're into munchkins sort of thing?
Yeah, I can cross that one off the bucket list, right?
There you go.
I think that's your next single. You can talk about munchkin, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah.
Anything's possible.
Are we talking about Big J?
Yes, we are. See, Danielle saw your video.
I did. I watched it right before the show started. I was like, I want to ask him how much fun it was to work with Big J.
Hello?
Can you still hear us? Is she?
She dropped out.
Oh, she dropped out. Danielle, ask your question again.
I was going to ask you how much fun it was to work with Big J.
Oh, she was a blast and a trooper. I mean, I'm sure where you guys are from and everybody kind of in one way or another being in the entertainment industry, those kind of things just take forever. And it was shot over one weekend, but they were like 2 18-hour days. And so she was a trooper, and it was a blast just seeing it all come together. It was first experience for me too on that kind of level. So it was a lot of fun.
And now, right now, you're doing more than just a radio tour. You're actually playing with the band and everything now, correct?
Yep. After the radio tour that I met you at, we actually hit the road again, and we were in at an Apple, and we just played in Chicago. I'm sorry, two nights ago, and then we just played Chicago last night. So it all starts again.
And where are you heading now?
Well, heading now, going to visit some family back in Detroit.
Oh, some relax time.
Yes, exactly. And then next weekend, we're actually at a club on the Michigan-Indiana border called Cowboy Up.
Ooh.
Nice.
That sounds like a fun – we need to get out there.
No, I've actually been out to Michigan and Detroit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I kind of – I did a cross-country trip, so I know what it's like to –
to
do
be
that
on
in 12
the road.
Days for 20, you know, you do 2,500 miles in 12 days. You're driving across, but I mean, you get to see a lot of cool stuff. I imagine you get to see a lot of cool sights you never thought you'd see, right?
You know, you do. I mean, that's the really cool part. And you know, on top of being able to relax a couple nights, like visiting the great people at the Cadillac Ranch and stuff. But you know, you do get to pull over and look at the world's largest trout farm or something like that, you know.
That's the important part of America. That's the stuff nobody talks about.
Yep. True story. That was in Wisconsin. So,
did you stop in the Dells, Wisconsin Dells, the water park?
You know, we didn't have a chance to. We just drove through it, but yeah, we didn't get to see the Dells, but we saw the trout farm.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Mitchell Corn Palace.
The which one?
The Corn Palace. It's in Mitchell.
The Mitchell Corn Palace? Have you seen that?
No. But by all means, tell me where it's at, because that sounds interesting.
I think I believe it's in Iowa. It's the entire building is made out of corn, and every couple of years they redo it with a new design.
Oh, wow, cool. Well, I know, I don't think we're in Iowa for the rest of this year, but I know we'll be headed back there next year, so I'll check that one out.
Nice. And when are you going back in the studio? Because I know when we were talking a couple of weeks ago, you wanted to get back in the studio and start doing some new stuff.
Yep. As a matter of fact, I got kind of two projects coming up. One is doing a charity single for a Christmas album that's coming out.
Cool.
And, yep. And the legendary rock guitarist, he was with Alice Cooper for a long time, and he's worked with Hall & Oates and geez, just about everybody, but his name's Dick Wagner. He's originally from Detroit, and he actually wrote a Christmas song, and he wants to produce it, and it's going on a charity album. So people can check the Facebook page and the website, and I'll have more information on that as I get it, but... other than that, we're getting ready to go in the studio and record the next single to be released to radio sometime in January.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Hopefully we'll get a copy of that so we can play it and you can come on the air again before it's released. It'll be sweet.
Oh, come on. I'll hand deliver it to the club, man. That's awesome.
Ah, nice.
See, this is why I like this guy. This is why I like this guy. I'm telling you, when I found out he was coming to Connecticut on the radio tour, I'm like, dude, we're teaching your dance on Tuesday. This is going to be great. And he wasn't even in the state. but he did come the next day. And it was really cool because myself and the other DJ, Tina, we were chilling out with him and Johnny Flipphone.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a reason we call him Johnny Flipphone. He knows. David knows that I'm bringing this up for a reason.
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
Johnny was on the tour with him, playing the guitar and all the radio stations with him and you know, having a good time. And while we're at the ranch, we're sitting there, we're talking, and he pulls out a flip phone.
Oh, like a Greg phone.
Like no. Not at least Greg's phone, although a flip phone as it was up to date. His, not so much. No.
Yeah, this had 1G? They used this one on the Titanic or something.
Had 1G, that's all.
So we were 1G. Picking on him. We were picking on him all night. And David goes, yeah, he's Johnny Flipphone. We should call him that forever now.
I think we found his new Twitter name, Johnny Flipphone.
Nice.
You know that name stuck with him around the area, too. Now he's forever known as that.
Every time I tag him, I go, hey, look, it's Donnie Flip Phone.
That's kind of talking about me.
Yeah, he would have joined on the call today, but Sundays are his busy day. He's actually typing letters to send out to all his fans.
On his flip phone?
On his flip phone.
Yeah, doing the T9 shuffle.
There you go. There's your new single. I got the T9 shuffle.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man, that'd be funny. Dude, that'd be a funny video, too. You could have him included in it.
He's going to hate us.
You guys could be hitting on girls in a club, and he pulls out his phone to get a number, and they just look at you all weird. And
yeah.
Like Johnny great. Flip phone.
Yeah.
Well,
he does it, too.
How do you get a girl's number? It's like it takes you 20 minutes to put her number and her name in with the flip phone. It's like, what is it? Is it Jenny? Was that with two eyes or not? What is that?
8675309.
Yeah, that's how he gets more FaceTime with him. Oh, hold on a second.
Hold on. Let me flip my phone open. And now, in his defense, he is getting a new phone.
Well, I should hope
so. Yeah, but that phone's been in the mail for 2 years. I don't know if it's ever coming.
but that's what he says. He's getting the new phone. But while we were there, we took pictures of him with all of us around the phone.
I saw the pictures posted. I was going to inquire about that, so now I know.
He's played with a good number of artists, right?
Oh yeah. His biggest claim the fame that he ever did, but he was on the Chesney tour with Uncle Cracker. He was Uncle Cracker's guitar player.
Wow.
So he knows guys. Right. And he's got this freaking
I'm sure they all have the same phone. I'm sure they all have the same story about him.
You know, I guess
Uncle Cracker doesn't pay well enough to get a good phone or something. I don't know.
Wow.
And my career in Detroit is over.
Yeah, right? And you're from there, right?
Yeah, yep, originally from Detroit.
And an avid Lions fan.
That was my next question. I was going to ask you if you were watching football today.
Hopefully. Well, the good part is we're on the road, but their game is until 4 o'clock because we're out on the West Coast. So, yes, I will be tuning in.
Excellent.
Nice.
I can't really say anything. My Jets suck, so.
Yeah.
Wow. We talked about that too.
Yeah, we've already discussed your Jets.
Now if you notice, and I'm actually going to put this on the air because Punchy's really not paying attention, but Punchy's watching the football game in the background.
Really? That's real
dedication.
When
you just can't see my game, my TV.
I was waiting to kind of pick my shot with something that I could contribute to without sounding like a dummy.
Oh, that's right. Punchy and a lot of the other show hosts here on More Like Radio, they don't really know a lot of country. See, I know it because of the ranch and because of Christy. But
right.
It was just a really great opportunity to meet Dave in person because it's okay if I call you Dave, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay. David just sounds like you're in trouble all the time, and you're really not.
I know.
We can cause trouble, but that's about it. You know, but it was really cool to actually meet one of the artists that we've play their music on a regular basis, you know? Yeah. And he is, he'll tell you, he's very down to earth. He doesn't give a shit. he'll go up and spend hours with you, you know?
Man, hey, any of you guys ever want to come to Detroit, you know, I'll show you 8 Mile and stuff like that.
I'm good. I'm good, David.
I'm good. Thank you. I'll pass.
I've been there and all the Eminem movie, all the specials. I'm good. No offense, but I will avoid Detroit.
I will stay in my little bubble. Now,
I will stay here in
now.
Connecticut.
Now,
that episode's a hardcore pawn also.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right.
I forgot they filmed that.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. I saw it the other day. I'm like, wow, these are some of the most interesting people I've ever met or seen on TV.
But you know what? I guarantee you that if Dave said, hey, let's go to a Lions game, you'll be there. It's football.
It is football. It is football. So, yeah, I would go to a Lions game. However, I'd have to be in like, the skybox. I couldn't be with, like, you know, the other areas. Especially since I'm a Pats fan, I feel like I might get stabbed. I don't know. I might get stabbed there.
Oh, I'm a 49ers fan. Lion fans don't like the 49ers right now.
Nah, no, not too much. Well, you know, Jim Harbaugh, he shakes hands too hard.
I mean, come on, with Jim Schwartz doing the, hey, I'm going to look like I'm going to fight, but let my lineman hold me back, you know, that motion that he was doing.
Right, exactly. Hey, you better run away or else I'll say stop again. You know, I mean, yeah, but I don't know. It looks like they're going to do pretty well this year. We'll see. Today's going to be a big day for them. They haven't been able to win in the desert, so if they pull that one out, woo-hoo, good for us.
It's Arizona, though, so it should be a win for you guys.
Never discount the curse of the Lions.
Barry Sanders was the greatest player to play for the Lions, that's for sure.
Now, how bad would it be if, like, Calvin Johnson decides to suddenly retire in his prime? Would it just feel like deja vu?
Yeah, it'd just be another kick in the gut, you know. Yeah, the funny part is, with that whole Barry Sanders thing, you know, it took years and years for him to kind of be accepted by the fan base again.
Yeah, because he left.
You know, just retiring out of the blue. So, in the last couple of years, though, he's been hanging around Ford Field a lot more lately. So, I guess all is forgiven.
Well, in your guys' defense, I mean, I'd be willing to accept a player who did that back after going through a couple of years of Matt Millen, too.
Oh, man, I know. That was, was that crazy? Was that as crazy, like, from the outside as it was being a Lions fan to you guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every mock draft after a couple of years, it's like, all right, they're taking a wide receiver. I mean, come on, Millen, you got other needs. You just have no clue what you're doing. No one wants to play there because you're just, you can't construct a team. And they're doing better now, but yeah, he was a nationwide joke. I kind of felt your pain when there was like the Dennis Erickson, Terry Donahue era.
Right, right.
We're not going to down and take Rashawn Woods.
Yeah, hopefully those days are behind us. At least Martin Mayhew seems like he has a clue, so we'll see what happens.
Just no more Titus Youngs.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Charles Rogers just got another arrest warrant.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
That'll be interesting.
Oh, no.
All right. So, David Shelby, your website is davidshelbymusic.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
I got it right. I didn't even have it in front of me, and I got it right.
That's a first.
Yeah, right? We have this thing called the Sully Effect. Nothing ever works for us. So to actually know that this interview is working is great. Because I guarantee you the show is going to crash in about 5 minutes.
See, now you had to say that. Now you had to say that.
It was going to happen anyway.
Now, out of curiosity, what type of advice would you give anybody who's trying to get into the country music scene?
Ooh, you know what? The biggest thing is write. Find writing partners. Writing is a lot bigger part of the whole entire package than I think a lot of younger people realize. I mean, kind of the days of just singing covers and being discovered in a bar somewhere, that's long and over. I mean, it's a long, hard grind. As you know, you probably get artists that come through the club, and I'm sure all the stories are similar. You know, it's just a lot of work, so be passionate about it. Love what you do. Write a lot of songs and don't turn down any opportunities. And let the chips fall where they may after that.
And probably move to Nashville.
Move to Nashville, yeah. That would.
It is the heart of the country music scene, right?
That's true.
Yeah, it is. It is. The funniest part, though, really, about the whole Nashville thing is there's not a lot of guys down there. There are, but there's not the whole music industry down there centers more around the actual art of songwriting and not necessarily, you know, performing.
Right.
Really. So, so if you want to be a songwriter too, that's a place to go. But, you know, you got to be in it to play the game nonetheless.
And you're doing a pretty damn good job. At least I think anyway.
Yeah. You know, right now I feel very blessed with all the good stuff that's happened this year. And, can't thank everybody enough for the support. I mean, it's kind of been a whirlwind, and it's still going. And we got a big announcement coming next week, so if, which you know about, but
I do.
Touch hush for now. So, you know, just feeling really blessed right now.
Now,
just out of curiosity, when you do have the announcement, can you come back on the show and say what it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Anytime.
Repeat guests. We love those. We love those. We got our first repeat guest, guys. How awesome is that?
That's awesome.
Hey.
They're like, yeah, great. This guy's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they all rejoiced. Yay.
Well, have you been down to Nashville before?
Have I been to Nashville?
Yeah,
I currently split my time between kind of my hometown, Detroit, and Nashville. So, yep, down there quite a bit, actually.
Have you been to Piranha's and tried their that, was it the Philly cheesesteak challenge they got there?
No, I have not. I heard about it, though.
Yeah, I tried it once, and it was the worst mistake I ever made. So, for me to you, don't try to do that. Especially if you're trying to impress a girl or a group of girls that looks pretty cute, but you've been drinking, don't do that.
Hey, next time you go to Prince's Hot Fried Chicken and order the hottest chicken they got. Try that one out.
Well,
we'll do.
Now, this brings up a good question for you, because you were here at the ranch and you tried the hottest wings we had. Were those hotter or the ranch's hotter?
Now, in all fairness, your guy in the back, the cook, said that he was normal too.
Mm-hmm.
But I texted you a picture the next morning and it wasn't pretty. So.
Oh, no.
It was bad.
Oh, no.
It was bad. He tells me before I leave, he goes, you know, don't be surprised at 4 o'clock in the morning I wake you and your significant other up with a picture of what happens.
Oh, my God.
Sure
That's
enough,
awesome.
He did it. Hey, he wanted them hot.
And
yeah,
well,
I mean, nothing graphic, but it was just me with a very pained look on my face, unable to sleep.
You know when you get that like, the pit in your stomach that it just won't go away?
And then you start sweating.
Times it by about a million.
See, that's why I don't eat the super hot stuff, because I realize I'm already fair-skinned as it is. I'm really white. So every time I have anything hot, I look like Ted Kennedy after a drinking binge. I'm so red, and then I'm, like, bloated, and, like, I'm sweating like I'm being interrogated by, like, you know, the government. Like, it's bad. So I don't even eat hot food because I don't want to be a GIF on a show or a video that somebody posts on YouTube and gets, like, 10 million hits.
You mean like our show?
Yeah, like our show, yeah.
Since we have
like video. Sounds like a dangerous crew to hang around with.
When I record everything... Yes.
Nothing's sacred. You got to watch everything you say because he's recording.
And then you forget he's recording, and then you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like Danielle and her meth.
Yeah.
And the snorting, because I don't think I didn't catch that. Dave made you snort.
Oh, man.
See? There you go. She snorts again. And that was Greg that did it that time. She can snort off of anything, really. That's
on contact.
Kind of sad. Kind of sad.
Yeah.
But we love her for that. Dave, thank you very much for coming on the show, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, man. Thank you guys so much again. And, you know, give me a call when you need me anytime. Be happy to come on.
Excellent.
Great.
Well, we're on texting basis. We're almost BFFs.
Oh, that's super cute.
Almost BFFs. Almost.
Romance.
That's right. He's I still got that footage from the showcase to send you to have you take a look at it.
I would love to edit that. I really would.
Very cool, man. All right. I'll text you about it.
Excellent.
You guys are so cute.
We're like, yeah. Yeah. He really is. He's an awesome guy. Dave, thanks again, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you guys. It was nice meeting everybody.
And keep us posted on everything.
Good luck, man.
Will
Good
do.
Luck.
Go on.
Thank you, guys.
Later. Such a nice guy.
Yeah, it really is.
Such a nice guy.
How exciting was that?
That was an awesome interview. We held it together.
Yeah, we
did.
I was a little worried about him, about
Punchy.
Punchy, and well, I said hammy because this GIF is on the screen, so I'm looking at it, so it's like correlation.
Do you want me to get rid of it?
But no, it's creepy, but I feel it needs to be there to keep me in check. So I don't.
All we can see is his elbow, and it looks like he's jerking off.
Yeah, I just see his elbow. No, it looks like he's jerking somebody off in his mouth.
That's the kind of thing you put up on the screen if you want to last longer, or you don't want to do something. You just put that up there. So like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
It looks like he's using a shake weight.
Hammy's like, oh.
Shake his pulse.
Hammy's instant whiskey dick, but just by looking at that video, like nothing's gonna happen.
So what were you worried about with me?
I was worried you were gonna like chime in with something like off the wall and crazy, or bring the shit thing back up again, like the shit mustache or something. I was waiting for you to come in with something. I thought, and then I didn't hear anything for a while. I'm like, maybe he went to go jerk off. I don't know. Maybe he hasn't come back.
Well, at first, like during the break, there was a cat funeral going on in my front yard.
Was there really?
Yeah.
And you didn't take video footage of this?
No, like my mother, grandmother, and uncle were out there. I was like, all right, maybe I shouldn't. But like, and also I would have had to disconnect the internet and disconnect the plug, so my computer probably would have died.
Wait a minute. You have a smartphone.
Good point.
Oh my God.
Take the video in high def, throw it in Dropbox, give it to me, and I would have shown it.
Epic fail.
So
why am I the only one that thinks of these things?
I mean, there really wasn't much to see. It was just the cat was bundled up in sheets.
But we could have laughed our asses off.
We could have played music over it, like Taps.
Like, it was literally just like, by the time I noticed, the hole was dug and they just put the cat there and put the soil on.
It's... So you have Pet Cemetery in your front yard now, is what you're telling me. Great.
In front of where my room is.
Wet and burn the evidence.
that was... Because I saw someone, I'm like, oh, I guess they're doing yard work or something outside. Nope. Burying the cat.
I mean, come on. Think about it. I could have played something like this. And we could have had a eulogy for this cat.
Was this the same cat that shit on... No, it was the same cat that shit...
No, that was Hammy's cat. That was Hammy's cat.
That was Hammy's cat.
We should do a eulogy for Hammy's dignity.
Like, that's 5 years too late.
I feel like once you put shit on your face on radio and TV...
That's about it.
That, yeah. Your life's over at that point. That's the bet you don't make.
You know what? He was picturing, like... Cat shit being smeared in my beard when he made that bet.
Which, don't get me wrong, it's not a bad thing to make a bet like that.
Yeah, but it's risk versus reward. You got to understand, it's like saying, okay,
I'll bet you
the 49ers are going to beat the Jets. That's generally a pretty or the Jaguars.
Right.
Okay, that's a good bet. You don't take it when it's a close game. It can go either way.
Right.
You know, you don't take that bet. I'm not willing to put shit on my face so that my buddy has shit
on his
face.
But look at his beard, man. His beard is... he's like a bear. All
right, if he had to keep shit in the beard for a whole day, like he actually had to hollow it out and keep it in there for a whole day, that I would take that bet. But just to put it in there? No.
No.
No. That's not even touching his face. It's technically just... It's hair.
Yeah.
I knew... 49ers were winning, so I was like, I'll take this bet.
Wait, you did it during the game, not before it started?
Before it started, like on 360 on 420 the week before.
Yep.
We originally had one bet in place, but that wasn't going to happen. So we ended up deciding, like, Hammy actually proposed it. Like, oh yeah, loser has to smear ketchup on their face, like with the eye black, and if it's me, a mustache, if it's you, on your beard.
Next time, water? And then the microwave.
Yeah.
I wish it was going to be a next time, Matt. I'm not going to be completely honest with you.
Oh, no. I think that will.
After seeing that video, there's no way Hammy's doing that.
No, they're crazy. No, okay. Let's put it this way, okay?
They're crazy enough to do it.
When we first started on the station, it was just around Super Bowl time, and they had a bet on ham radio, okay? Hammy had to wear a diaper if, what was it? His team won, right? Because they chose out of the who played this?
Oh,
year?
Here's what it was. It was for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Eddie said the Ravens were going to win.
Butter. Right.
And so Hammy, by default, had to pick the 49ers.
Right.
So the bet was loser had to wear a diaper and drink water until they peed in the diaper.
Yep. And he did. And he got his revenge. He threw the diaper at everybody.
It was live on air.
Live on air. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, okay. Yeah, this is the type of stuff that Hammy does. He's like the MLR stunt guy.
I feel like it's – you ever see that show Kenny vs. Benny?
No.
It's a show that was MTV like a couple years back, and I saw it when I was in Iraq. My buddy showed it to me. It's these two Canadian guys. They basically have practical joke wars.
Canadian.
But, like, they have to do a contest, and it's out – like, one of them is – first one to get a boner loses. So, like, one guy sends over his hot cousin to the house.
Right.
And they have to wear Speedos around the house to check. So, like, she's flirting with him and her boobs are hanging out. She's like – and so the other guy doesn't want to lose. So he injects his penis with an anti, like, boner thing.
Oh,
so
God.
He can't get a boner from a doctor. And, like, the loser has to lick a porn shop's handle when you go in. One guy – like, one – they had a contest where they had a gas contest where, like, who could get the most potent gas, and they had this measuring thing. But whoever, you know, lost had to make out with a 70-year-old lady and everything like that. It's like these outrageous, crazy
Ew.
Things. But it was like Jackass meets Practical Jokes and, like, bets. It's pretty outrageous stuff.
Impractical Jokers with Jackass.
Basically, yeah. Like, there was one where they had to put a bunch of poop from, like, a dog inside of one of those big plastic bubbles, mm-hmm. and they pushed it down the – that was one of the – if you lost the bet, down a hill. And it was, like – it wasn't, like, hard cat poop.
Oh,
all
right. I can see that.
It's because of the softer variety.
Yeah, it was soft, fresh.
Yes, it was wonderful.
Excuse me, how was your poop? It's fresh. It just came out.
Yes.
It's a 3-year-old Labrador.
Yes, Fabergé.
How was that? Yeah. So
how's your Great Dane? Oh, it's good. It's very
wonderful.
Earthy.
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true. All right, let's do this.
You people are idiots. Welcome back, dumbass. Dumbass. Got anything for that, dumbass? Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. Get dumbasses? 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
That's right. That's right. It is time for the dumbass of the week. And if you have one, you can send us an email with a link to a video or a news article to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Again, the email is dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. And D found this one for me because, well, let's face it, I had a lot of shit to do.
You're welcome.
I really did. So thank you, D. This one comes from Colorado.
Hey.
Colorado. We're actually in a new state this time. Instead of
Florida. Yeah, I saw a bunch of Florida ones, but I decided to go with a different state.
Instead of Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Florida. That was a little squeaker.
Florida.
Gross. So, yes, this one is Patrick Neil Schumacher. And
Seriously?
Yeah, that's his name.
Yes.
Patrick Neil Schumacher.
So Joel Schumacher and Neil Patrick Harris had a love child, and this is the individual.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Let's go with that one. Sure. Well, allegedly, he was drunk, and he planned to ride a horse 600 miles.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's go with this one. He was arrested on Monday for allegedly riding a horse while intoxicated. With a dog and a pistol in his backpack. Which, don't get me wrong, if he's got a permit, sure. But it was also hidden. So, you know.
Concealed.
Yeah. Concealed weapon there. It's a little illegal there. Just a little bit.
Just a
tad bit there.
It's going to get you arrested?
Yeah, just going to get you thrown in jail there. Maybe just a little bit. Maybe don't drop the soap. Might have some pain if you drop the soap. Maybe just a little. Make sure you use a rope.
Unless you like it, then it'll feel good.
Whoa.
Had to change
Say
subject.
So Patrick Neil Schumacher, who is 45, was arrested near the University of Colorado in Boulder on charges of animal cruelty, prohibited use of weapons, riding a horse while under the influence of alcohol, and reckless endangerment. Would that count kind of like driving a car drunk?
This makes me want to know what he did.
Wait. Was he naked, you said?
No, he wasn't. He was, wasn't naked there.
I mean, it is a form of transportation.
Well, that's why I'm like,
No, because here's the thing. You can actually get arrested in your front yard or backyard in Texas for driving your lawnmower, which has cup holders in it.
Yes.
Driving drunk on your property.
Yes, because it's a motor vehicle.
Right. So you don't need a license for it.
Like,
you could actually be driving your bicycle and riding a bicycle and still get a DUI.
Bicycle.
That's why this country is no longer in shape, because we can't drive a bicycle drunk. Fuck it. We're not doing it.
Damn it. Well, witnesses told the Colorado University Police Department that Schumacher was wandering into traffic while going up a busy road. Okay, now I see where the possible animal cruelty can come into play. All right. But they also said that he was hitting his horse. Uh-huh. Now, for those who have ridden a horse before, you do actually hit a horse. But you more kick the sides, or if the horse isn't moving, you take the reins and you have to just kind of whip the horse a little bit to make the horse go. It's standard, okay? But apparently he was beating the horse.
Ooh.
Not a good thing. Like not a good thing.
Was the horse dead?
No. No, the horse was not dead.
You can't beat a dead horse. Everyone knows that.
That's true. That is true. But they also told him that he was trying to swat a fly off the horse's head.
Was he now?
Apparently.
Was he so drunk that he was imagining the fly?
I don't know. But apparently he failed every single roadside intoxication test and had a small black powder pistol and beer cans were found inside his saddlebag.
Oh, shit.
Allegedly, the drunk cowboy also had a small pug riding along with him named Buford.
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 They're describing him as a drunk cowboy when they could have just said cowboy.
Yes.
I don't know any other kind.
Yes. According to the police news release, he told later that he was traveling from Larkspur, Colorado to Bryce, Utah to go to his brother's wedding after losing his driver's license. Larkspur is about 60 miles from Boulder and about 600 miles from Bryce. Dylan and Buford are being cared for by the Boulder Police Department Animal Control Unit and other agencies. So the animals are fine.
And he missed the wedding, I assume.
Apparently.
Obviously.
Apparently he missed the wedding. Don't get me wrong. I got to give the guy props for thinking of using a horse to get to and from. But you lost your license for a reason, dude. Leave the beer at home. It's
call
a wedding.
A taxi.
Taxis can be pretty pricey. Yeah. 600 miles, that's...
Someone's got to be willing to pick him up to go there. Or just take a train.
I don't know why. Well, that's the thing. You got public transportation. You got
Greyhound, $99 anywhere in the country.
There you go. Problem solved. Not for him. Because I'm going to assume he lost his license for drinking and driving.
That's probably a good assumption.
It's a good assumption. I mean, you know, beer cans in a saddlebag. 600 miles. Don't get me wrong. I know back in the Old West, they did that. They would take the horse. They would go from town to town, but not in, you know, a matter of days or whatever. But I can understand the travel on the horse. You want to relive the glory days, so to speak. But not in today's world. No.
And how are you showing up to, like, his wedding? What are you going to be dressed in? The stuff you just rode 600 miles
I'm going
to
be wearing I'm going to be wearing spurs.
Them Wranglers is going to be kicking. Sometimes, I mean, rednecks are so...
Yeah.
Awesome.
They are. I mean...
Where's JT when
it's
you
like,
need him?
But it's like an innocent awesome. Like, they don't know they're that bad. And everyone else, they assume they're just star-spangled awesomeness. Like,
well,
America.
America.
Well, America.
America, yeah. America. They took their jam. So, Patrick Neil Schumacher, congratulations. You're today's dumbass of the week.
Dun, da, da, da.
Smile for the camera. That was also provided by the Huffington Post. Thank you very much for that. Because that was just freaking awesome.
We're the Huffington Post.
The Huffington Post. Which, you know, I do have to – I really wish they would kind of maybe sponsor the show, because that would be cool, because the everything that you see at the bottom of the screen is from the Huffington Post RSS feed of Stupid Criminals. So,
yep.
Yeah. So that's our Dumbass of the Week for this week. If you have a dumbass, send it to us to the dumbass at thesullyshowonline.com.
Can I point out something?
Absolutely.
All week, all the stupid Packers fans going, Clay Matthews isn't a cheap shot artist. What are you talking about? After the hit on Kaepernick, as Kaepernick was out of bounds.
Yeah.
Clay Matthews just did it again versus the Redskins, but conveniently wasn't flagged this time.
Yep. I have him on my hands.
Not my fault.
And I'm very happy.
What, Clay Matthews?
Yep. Yeah, Clay Matthews did it again.
I can't believe that.
But the ref probably didn't throw the flag because they were in Green Bay and the fans would have lost their shit.
No, while we're on the show, I'm going to go ahead and go and attempt. Danielle, is Punchy in the Fantasy Football League with you?
Yes, I am.
Are you one of the dickbags who sat there and told Danielle that it was a good idea to pick up multiple tight ends? Like a bunch of them.
No,
he didn't. I forgot
apparently
who said it.
She sent me a thing like the day after. Or what it was, like asking for advice about a few things. So I was like, okay, well, I was trying to help log in her team and check some stuff out. She's like, I'm like, why do you have so many tight ends? She's
screw
like,
you guys,
they
I'm
told me
to get heroin with my mom.
They told me to get a bunch of tight ends. I'm like, did they also tell you to draft the kicker in the second round? What the hell? She's like, those dick bags. I'm like, yeah, you got screwed over. Whoever told you to pick a bunch of tight ends up was just totally screwing with you. I felt so bad.
It was probably all my fault, because I was definitely not that sober when I was doing this.
You clearly
Danielle and Royce picking Frank Gore and Colin Kaepernick earlier than they've been going in every other draft.
Yep.
Wow.
I
can't get into the fantasy football. I don't know why. I can't.
Here's the thing. Fantasy football for me gets me more invested in games I normally wouldn't care about. Like, I have a couple of leagues, so I'm watching games I normally wouldn't watch. I got in one league with all my friends. I have RG3.
Right.
So normally I don't mind watching it, but now I'm more invested. I have Frank Gore in the league too, so I watch more of these games. But you know, you got some people that, like my buddy, he was legit trying to pick up like Tom Brady in the second round. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I should totally get a quarterback. Nope. Like he was trying to get like kickers. He was trying to get kickers. I'm like, you kickers dead last. Don't even worry about that. He was over my house and I had to sponsor his draft. And he had like an 8-man league, which if anyone's ever played it, is a joke. Like you literally, even your bench guys that haven't been picked up that are free agency and everything are still better than most people's 16 league starters.
Jeez.
Like wow.
Oh, excuse me. I burped on air. Ha ha.
And Tom Brady, like, with the fact that there's no Welker, no Gronkowski early on, no Hernandez, no Brandon Lloyd, it's just Danny Amendola, who's injured a lot, Edelman, and a lot of rookies. He's not a second-round quarterback.
He's not. I haven't picked in any of my leagues a quarterback in anything than the fifth round, I think, is the soonest I took a quarterback, because this year there's not a lot of running backs, so you have to, like, get the running backs while you can, any kind of quality. And then there's plenty of receivers, I think, that are pretty quality you can pick up and, you know, stuff. So I actually picked up Matt Ryan in another league, and I got him, I think, in the fifth or sixth round, which was a good pickup because Matt Ryan's going to put up pretty big numbers. I don't think there's
for your quarterback?
I have a couple leagues, but I have Matt Ryan in one, and I have RG3 in another. In the other league, I kind of picked up – I got Jamal Charles and Frank Gore. I picked up in the first two rounds because I wanted to get running backs, and everyone made the mistake of going quarterback early. So I picked up on their mistakes and picked up a lot of quality backs and receivers. And then
that's what I did. I had RG3 and Frank Gore in my first two picks.
Yeah, and then I have Andrew Luck in my third league. So he's kind of like my – I think he'll break out this year, I'm hoping. But I don't think quarterbacks are any going to be anything crazy this year where they're going to make or break your team unless you have like a subpar, like a Joe Flacco or like – somebody like that. You know,
or a Michael Vick who just runs it in.
Michael Vick might actually not be that bad because with this new Chip Kelly system, if he stays healthy, it actually could work for a lot of people in a lot of teams. But who knows?
Hey, my first two picks were actually Marshawn Lynch and Alfred Morris.
Who haven't done anything.
Well, yeah, but it's only been like two.
Yeah, I got them. I got them too.
I like that. Well, yeah, but you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think everyone's first week, everyone was like, "Oh, Peyton Manning's a god." It's like with fantasy football, everyone overreacts the first 2 or 3 weeks,
and then everything levels out to what it should be.
Right.
My receivers are awesome, though. My top four receivers are Julio Jones, T.Y. Hilton, and Anquan Boldin, along with Danny Amendola.
Well, Amendola's going to be out 2 to 6 weeks, so you might as well.
I've also got Lance Moore, Emmanuel Sanders, and then I got two stashes, Quentin Patton and Michael Crabtree.
Nice. Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, it depends on, like, how many leagues. If you're – I think anything, a 10 or 12 league is the best to do.
Yeah.
Once you start, I'm in a 16-man league.
I couldn't decide.
It's so bad to pick because even your starters are like garbage people because you run out of people to pick.
Yep. All right, we gotta change gears. All right, gotta change gears. D, you ready?
Ready.
What happened to your audio?
I'm ready.
Oh, there you go. All right. So D, we're gonna go into the best of the Craigslist here because we got very little time left.
I'll go through them quick.
Yeah. Well, let me pull up the video here, and let's get started. What's this first one here that you sent me? I'm just going down the list here.
Yeah, this is Free Things, is what it's labeled as.
Free Things? That's not what was on the top of the list.
That's what's on my top of the list.
Oh,
shit.
According to this, it was fake pregnancy.
Okay, I got that one. So the lady in Buffalo, New York was selling these, so I figured I would too. This lady is trying to sell pregnancy tests, positive pregnancy tests.
Oh, I heard about
this.
I am
pregnant and will sell you a positive pregnancy test. These will be taken right before you need to pick them up. Want to get your boyfriend to finally pop the question, play a trick on mom or dad or one of your friends? I really don't care what you use it for.
I'm impressed. Yeah. That's a good April Fool's joke.
That's not a good April Fool's joke. That's terrible.
You're the guy.
More like amazing.
That's fantastic.
But you could break up, though. Think about it. Like, you get pregnant, he goes, oh, I got to go, and he leaves you. That's it. You lost your boyfriend.
Well, it depends on how long you're together. You know, if you're together for a good couple of years, that's a great prank. I like it. Let's do it.
You better hope Chrissy doesn't hear this.
Oh, no, right? We've already talked about it. We were thinking of doing that this year. Since, you know, the wedding's right around the corner. But then again, I also went, yeah, my parents would kill me.
And then you probably jinx yourself.
Yeah, probably. Hey, I can't wait to be a dad. So that's the pregnancy. The pregnancy was that. That was a
Which
good one.
Which one do you have next?
I like that one. The next one I have is a pre-owned Stride gum.
Oh, my God.
Gum.
This is so gross.
Pre-owned Stride gum.
A pre-owned Stride gum. Penny not included. 9 cents only. So this guy is charging 9 cents for a pre-chewed gum. One gently chewed piece of Stride Forever Fruit gum is in pristine condition, fresh and soft. You can still see the clean bite marks. Lots of flavor left. It tastes just like new. Seriously, you wouldn't know the difference if I didn't tell you. It really is ridiculously long-lasting. Catch and carry. Exchange,
oh my God, that's
change.
Great.
Appreciate. Exact change appreciated.
Where do these people come up with this shit?
I don't know.
I'm
not sure he knows the definition of pristine. I mean, I'm just saying.
They took the time to take a picture of it and put it next to a penny, apparently.
Penny for your thoughts?
I would include the penny.
He's charging 9 cents.
Where does he get these figures? In this economy?
Yeah.
Maybe 8 cents you're going to get for it, but not nine.
Hey, you never know.
On sales or a go buy one get one.
You never know.
Does he have a coupon offered? Can you
coops?
Coops?
Well, maybe.
Coupon.
I don't know.
Hey, Groupon needs to get on this guy.
Yeah, right.
Get on this.
Amazon that shit.
There you go. All right, what's this next one?
Which one is that?
Free Things.
All right, Free Things. This one's funny too. So it's a couple. Deep in mid-city, two lesbians are fighting about furniture, paint colors, and wall hangings. Who wins? You do. We are redecorating and compromising, so her ugly chest of drawers and my piece of shit TV are on the curb for your taking pleasure. We are also putting out a broken elliptical because apparently I will never get it fixed, quote unquote. And if I did, I would, quote unquote, never use it. Whatever. The TV is on the porch, so it doesn't get rained on like her ambition. You get just his broken elliptical. I get her ex-boyfriend's painting on the wall, a dining room table that is not centered in the living room area, and boobs. Okay, I guess I win too.
The creativity of people is just amazing. Mm-hmm. It really is. It really is. Oh, this is a good one.
I love the turn some of these ads take.
Well, yeah, it's like I'm amazed at some of these things. I really am.
I'm gonna start submitting to this thing and just see if you guys pick up on which one's mine.
I'm like, oh, that's French. Adam.
Now, even more interesting when they still let hookers make ads.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now this next one is pizza.
Yes, this one was funny. I had to read it like 3 times. I was laughing my ass off. This is a perfectly good pizza. I am not sick, don't have germs, and have not added anything to the pizza. It was purchased yesterday. Act now. I will also throw in this Christmas in my belly. Chicken parmesan toasted sandwich. Must be able to pick up within the next 2 hours. I'm leaving tomorrow on a trip and will be throwing this perfectly good pizza away if it is not taken.
First of all, it's not a perfectly good pizza because those pizza slices are in squares.
Yeah.
It's a pizza pie. Make it pie-shaped, people.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you? But damn, that's funny. Here you go. It's free.
It's like, just eat the damn thing.
Yeah. I also think it's probably from Domino's, so ugh, gross.
Ugh. That's what kind of box it looks like.
It looks like a Domino's pizza box. Both of them. Looks like a Domino's pizza.
Does not sponsor this show.
No, they don't, but they should. We're very nice people. We smile a lot. And we make jokes. So, all right, what's this last one here?
All right, this one, just be patient with me as I read this because it's by somebody in the ghetto. So, the visit is, my baby need a daddy.
So,
my baby need a daddy.
No.
Yo, my baby need a daddy.
Guess right.
Her first line is, stop flagging my damn post. I am real, my baby real. My baby need a daddy. My baby daddy run off and take my car. Only want a baby daddy. You ain't gonna get close to me. Just be my baby daddy. If you car, you drive me and my baby where we need to go. You buy us groceries at, I have no idea what that is, something Eagle.
GNT Eagle?
GNT Eagle. Whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Then maybe we see about you getting close to me. I am real person. It is windy today.
What the all hell? Are you kidding?
It is windy as hell today. And then she put picture.
Holy shit, this bitch.
Oh, man, I love it.
Wow.
Is
that in Detroit? I think I saw that chick on Hardcore Pawn.
Probably. Oh, I need my baby daddy.
You know what? Maybe we need to get to the point where we just not allow everyone to breed. And, like, you really have to take a test of some sort to breed and have children because this shit is getting out of hand.
Maybe just a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Maybe just a little.
Yeah.
Maybe just a tad bit. Just a tad. Oh, good show today, guys. That was a wonderful show. Adam, go for it.
All right, now you can follow me at PatriotPride80 on Twitter. Pretty much about it.
Yeah. Look at that. You can see it right there on the screen there. PatriotPride80. How awesome is that? That's right, you are. Danielle!
You can find me on Twitter at DoobieScoops. You can on Twitter.
Yeah, Tex is not cool. She's been jumping in and out a lot lately, and that's okay. That's okay. Punchy!
Yo, we got that heel Punchy up on Twitters and shit. Yeah. Range to Radio, Fridays 8 till Nerd Hour, son. Yeah, then Nerd Hour till 1 and shit.
Jersey Shore? What the fuck?
Yeah, well, he's from Jersey. Come on.
Al explains it.
Part of Jersey.
And of course, you can follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/TheSullyShow. It's real simple, real easy. You can also go to us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheSullyShow. It's really not that difficult at all. We're here live every Sunday from noon to 2 on morelikeradio.com. Make sure you check it out. Download the podcast. We will have all of David Shelby's interview up later, probably today or tomorrow. Who knows, depending on my time. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend, because guess what? It's my birthday week.
Hey,
it's my birthday week. Yay. I'm turning 33. Yay.
Baby.
I am going to catch you sooner or later. Hope everybody has a great day. We'll see you next time. Have a great afternoon.
Here you guys are getting in.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the mustard.